All right, Rabbi, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Tzadik Dalet. Nisinas Matana Nipnimios Hanefesh. Literally, the giving of a gift from the inner parts of the soul. Dugma Nosefes. Let's give another example of what we've been discussing. Yeshnam Zmanim Shebahem Ha'adam Manik Matanos Lizuloso. There are times when a person wants to give a gift to the other. Kasher the Mashal Hubibris Irisin. Ma'anik matana. For example, a person gets engaged. A person wants to go ahead and give a gift to his kala. So what happens? Yesh yom huledes leben obas azug. Rotz lahanik lo matana. Or my spouse has a birthday, and I want to give him a gift. This is very interesting. He says hayom yesh kvar chanuyos miyuchados lamatanos im kisivios. Today there are stores that specialize in gifts. And they already have inscriptions on the gifts, right? Not only is it the gifts, but there are the inscriptions. Rak tikonis v'yatziu lecha shmona esrei brachas. Right? All you need to do is walk in, and they'll give you 18 brachas, right? They'll give you everything, all the most beautiful words you want. Masha tifchar kach, whatever you want, you could pick. Shalem, pay for it. V'sein leben obas azug, and give it to your beloved. So these are interesting. If a person really wants to express their love or wants to convey blessing to someone who they love, how could it be that he's going to go to the city center? He'll find a nice sign with some words that somebody else wrote, and he'll give it as a gift. He says, there is no true inner expression to what a person's really feeling. I also, this is always amazing. I always feel like this is the... I never got this, and I was very validating when I read this. The whole greeting card industry. You have somebody who you love has a very important event in their life. You go to Rite Aid, right? You pick out a card that someone else wrote. You write, dear whatever, dear wife, dear mother, dear father, dear child. You go and you put a couple of lines of your own at the end. And ta-da, you've given a wonderful gift. Meanwhile, the bulk of the message is not your own words. The bulk of the message is something you picked out. But yet again, he's just pointing out, it's interesting that here I'm trying to convey an emotion to someone who I love, but yet again, I'm not even using my own words. The reality is, if a person wants to give something to their spouse, al lo levarer, the goal, gift-giving shouldn't begin by saying, well, what did Reuven give to his wife on her birthday? Or what's normally given to people on their birthday? That's not the way you start. Or what's normally given for a birthday? Huyoshiv umisponin besochatzmo. Ma be'emes haben o habas zug ohev. A person has to sit down and contemplate, what does my wife truly love? And when I reach that conclusion, afilo imzu matana sheleitim mamish lo mat imal yom huledes, then even if this is a gift that would not normally be given on a birthday, aval makorios sheba lepamim chaviva yosim matanos amikubalos. So the idea is, if I could arrive at the conclusion, what does my loved one truly enjoy? And I give that as a gift, even if someone would say, that's what you gave for the birthday, that's what you gave for the anniversary, it's okay, because the idea is that I've taken the time to contemplate and to think about what my spouse truly loves and what my spouse would truly want. I'm not preoccupied by what other people give. My contemplation is focused on what is it that my wife is missing? What is it that she quote unquote needs? What is it that I could do to give her to make her feel happy? Or perhaps a little bit deeper, he tries to feel. Or a person thinks to themselves. Did I skip a paragraph?
Yeah.
Oh, yeshnam anashim, I'm sorry. Is that where I... St- Yeah, I'm sorry. Yesh tamanashim shechayim ba'olam shema shelo mekubala osim. There are some people that live their lives in a world where if it's not done or if it's something not accepted, they won't do it. Va'osim rak esma shemekubal. And they'll do only which is the norm, the standard. The standard. Aval kichol sha'adam yosra pinimi. The more introspective a person is, who omnam ma'azin esamikubalos imamakorios. He tries to balance. Yes, it's you know, there are some people that live their lives trying to buck the system. That's not a good thing either. A person should be part of the system, a person should be part of the norm, but you have to try to balance the norm with also what your kishkas, what your inner eye is telling you. Ach, as Iker Hanesina, who bone agai makorios pinimis, the true giving should ultimately again be balanced with this makorios pinimis, with this in being in touch with one's inner self. He doesn't look for what others do. So a person begins to think a little bit deeper. Instead of just buying my wife what people normally get for a birthday, so I think to myself and I say to myself, what is it that she's missing? What is it that I could give her that can make her feel more shalim? What is it that I could give her that can make her happy? Or to take it a little bit differently, what is it, if a person's really thoughtful and introspective, what is it that I have the ability to give her? What is it that is uniquely me, from me, that I could give her that could be mashlim her? Who megala as atzmi as atzmo kani, who lo poel lefi normos mekubalos chitzonios. I go ahead and I address this through my unique inner prism and not simply through established external norms. Who meza as atzmo misocho. I identify myself from the inside. Adam chayiv la zahos lehechan ani nimshach. Hechan ani kayim ma'arachas azos. A person is obligated to see, to figure out, what should I do in this situation? You know, so often, the way we make our decisions is, not what should I do, but rather what? What's done? What's the acceptable norm? And that's how we go ahead and we make our decisions. But says the Mechaber over here, a person has to try to figure out, what is it that I should do in circumstances? U'l'sham menaseif es atzmo, harbe anoshim hoch, so he writes over here something interesting. Hochim, harbe anoshim hochim vilmo miktsoa, kinikar mechuban. He'll say, many people choose professions. Why? Because the particular profession is an honorable profession. It's a good profession. It's good. It'll get me respect in the eyes of others. It will earn me a good parnasa. Im yispar sharotzon hapinimi shalahen shona, aleim lachtal mimenu. I'll tell you, I teach a couple of classes to college age young men and women. And I always say that one of the most important things is when you choose a career, don't choose a career that's going to make you a lot of money. And don't choose a, I mean, if it makes a lot of money, that's nice also. But don't choose a career based on earning a lot of money. Don't choose a career based on what you think is going to give you COVID. Choose a career based on what is going to make you happy. Because people think, that it's just a job. It's another thing, it's just a job. If you're spending a minimum of 8 hours a day doing something, not only do you have to love it, but it has to be meaningful. It has to be something that you feel you are making a difference in the world. Because if all a person is doing is bringing home a paycheck, that's wonderful. We all need a paycheck, and Baruch Hashem, a person brings home a big paycheck, they could do a lot of wonderful things with it, but there has to be some self-actualization in what it is that a person does. So he says, too often, people go ahead and choose a profession, he says, kiyomikra mechubar, because it's called honorable. I would say too many people choose a profession based on what their earning potential is going to be. But he says, im yisparer sharotzen apinim shalom shona, if it turns out that my choice for profession does not help me self-actualize, person has to have enough courage, aleihem lachtol mimenu. Person has to have enough courage to be able to make a dramatic life change. Now again, this is obviously easier said than done, and that's why it's easier to discover this when we're young, because then we're in a position to make changes. When we get a little bit older, it's more difficult because we're entrenched. But even when we get older, a person has to realize that if what I'm doing between the hours of 9 and 5 right? Halavai, somebody should have a job that works 9 to 5, right? So what I'm doing between the hours of 9 and 5, if it doesn't help me self-actualize, if I don't feel I'm making a difference, if I don't feel like I'm impacting, if I don't feel my inner eye being expressed, then the Mechaber says a person really has to do some soul searching and try to figure out what to do with their lives. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Kuf Tzadik Hei tomorrow.
And be part of a collective. But so he's saying, you know, we have to decide what's